My name is Tsveta. I'm from Bulgaria. I'm here in Brussels as a trainee. And we are here today in Place Luxembourg to show our support for European values and against populism. And
My name is Janis. I'm from Slovenia, but I live in Brussels already for 12 years. And I came here today just, well, to see, to express my solidarity and my conviction that Europe should, well, not stay as it is, but improve.
My name is Elizabeth Gerke. I'm from Sweden. I'm a person who's generally critical to some of the things that the EU does and how some of the ways that it's shaped. But foundationally, we all believe in democracy and our shared values. And even when all these things are shaking, we need to stand up for the union existing and dare to push for a bigger change.
Hello, I'm Julia. I'm half German, half Austrian, and I'm here in Brussels today for the March of Europe because I think young people need to show more what kind of future they want and not let the other generations make the decision for them.
I'm Giorgos Kostakos. I'm Greek, working in Brussels. So we think that the Europe that we have now is the beginning, but it's not what should be. So we have to be more like together for foreign affairs, for defense and other things like that, and perhaps less strict and bureaucratic inside. We want to be together and enjoy it together. And I think that Europe today can contribute a lot in terms of stability, human rights and other things. When we see the US, Russia, China going in different directions, more autocratic sometimes or more problematic, I think Europe has a chance to show the world what can be done together.
My name is Violeta Vintilescu. I'm Romanian. I live in Brussels for 6 years and I'm here today for this march in favor of the EU because I strongly believe that the EU is the best chance for peace and prosperity for all the European nations, including the British. Because I grew up in a communist country for 18 years, I know how important the European values are, and a lot of people just take them for granted.
My name is Carlo Giudice. I'm attending one of the European schools, the one in Brussels, we actually excel. I'm also a city leader of Brussels from Stand Up for Europe movement, which is a citizens movement. Why I'm standing here because I have the feeling that Europe needs a movement for it. It's something which supports the unity, the prosperity we are supporting.
I'm Peter Wilding, Director of British Influence, and I'm here at this wonderful demonstration in favour of Europe after 60 years, just to make sure that the Brits aren't forgotten in all this. 48% of them wanted to stay in. Also, it ain't over until it's over. And the fact of the matter is that there's a great Shakespeare phrase, many a slip twixt the cup and the lip. And what we want to be is very clear that for Britain, Britain is always going to have a place in Europe. The debate is how that is now to be had. But for those of us who just don't want to pull up the drawbridge and say, naughty words to our continental friends, we're here and we always will be.
I'm Owen Keane. I'm from Ireland, but I live here in Brussels, and I'm here today, I guess, to celebrate Europe and the EU and all it's achieved in the past 60 years. It's just living in a free society, a democratic society, and being able to have friendships with Europeans, with shared goals, shared hopes across the continent. That's what Europe means to me.
Yeah, it's always better when we're together.
My name is Zuzana. I'm from Czech Republic. And I came here today because I feel very European, and I feel that there should be more Czech people here, which is unfortunately not a reality, so I felt obliged to come.
My name is Jimmy Jamar. I'm the head of the Commission representation in Belgium, so sort of embassy of the European Commission in Belgium. And of course I had to be here today because we're celebrating the 60 years of the Rome Treaty. It's an event that was rather spontaneous. I mean, they're marching all over Europe today, in London also, in Rome, of course, a big march, and of course we had to do something in Brussels.